Dana Frank, Honduras is the second most poorest country in the Western Hemisphere after Haiti. How do you now suddenly we're being told that it has become the major transshipment point for drugs into Mexico and the United States? Could you this is a recent phenomenon. Could you talk about this, what's happening with the drug war in Honduras in the context of the political troubles and the coup that occurred in Honduras a few years back?
Well, you know, there's been drug trafficking in Honduras for a long, long time. But it was the 2009 coup. We're coming up on the third anniversary on June 28th. It was the 2009 coup that opened the door for this kind of massive drug trafficking. And, you know, and it's really important to know that the drug trafficking is interlaced with the post-coup government of Porfirio Pepe Lobo from top to bottom. Even the Minister of Defense has talked about the so-called narco-congress people, the narco-judges. It's a totally corrupt regime from top to bottom.